Welcome to Phillip Securities Research Podcast dated 10th February 2021. Today we will discuss our report on Manulife US REIT's financial year 2020 results with four points to highlight. Firstly, FY20 DPU of 5.64 cents missed our forecast at 88% of our estimates due to below forecasted NPI and NPI margins. Despite full-year contributions from Capital and Centrepoint, which were acquired in 2019, FY20 DPU was 5.4% lower year-on-year due to lower NPI and occupancy, as well as a $3.6 million impairment on receivables. Secondly, portfolio occupancy declined year-on-year from 95.8% to 93.4% due to a handful of non-renewals. During the year, Manulife executed leases amounting to 5.4% of portfolio net lettable area. Portfolio reversions came in at 4.7% after stripping out a marked-to-market lease. Thirdly, half of the $3.6 million in impairment of receivables will be recovered, bringing Manulife's rental collection to 99%. Lastly, gearing rose from 37.7% to 40.1% year-on-year due to a 4.9% decline in asset valuation. We maintain our buy call, target price cut from 92 cents to 84 cents as we lower estimates to reflect the weaker leasing environment. Thank you for listening. For the full report, please visit our website, stocksbnb.com.